This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I got to kind of clue you guys in on us science folk, all right? We science folk know what you guys say about us. We know that you guys think we're a bunch of dorks, okay? Now, we're not a bunch of dorks. I mean, in our circle, we're pretty cool. And I have no problem admitting this, even in front of my husband. I find some people in science very sexy. Orthopedic surgeons. Do I need to say any more? So, people in science, whether you're a research analyst, whether you're a physician, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a pharmacist, whether you are a, I don't know, lab technician, you all have the potential to be very, very sexy. Well, what happened in the last few days, which I think really got everybody's hemorrhoids to swell, was all this discussion on this Russian spy, right? You know, and I don't even know her name right now. She was, I guess she pled guilty and I guess, you know, with the collusion of the Russians and all this other stuff going on. Well, we science folk never get the good headlines. We just don't. Alright, so today, this is what I found. Okay, I didn't even have to find it. A virus can eavesdrop on bacterial communication. Now, did you see what just happened there? Did you see what just happened there? The scientists, or the media people, the journalists, that have to cover science, said, wait a second, spy stuff is in. A few days ago, there was that headline that 007 may be an alcoholic. And I think, and now I guess Richard Branson's Virgin Atlantic or Virgin Galactic space flight went up without a hitch. And so everybody wants to, you know, have sexy headlines. So what do the scientists do? They talk about how a virus can eavesdrop on bacteria. Hey, sexy to me. All right, you know, we work with what we got. So apparently, the Bassler Microbiology Lab at Princeton University, all right, Bonnie Bassler, who's director of the lab, chair of the Department of Molecular Biology at Princeton, investigator of the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, okay, think that the bacteria communicate with each other and viruses can eavesdrop on it. She won a MacArthur Genius Grant in 2002 when graduate student Justin Silpe proposed that a virus could eavesdrop on the bacterial conversations. Bassler said she thought it was wild, but there's never been evidence of a virus listening to bacteria. So she said, what the heck? It's not my job to shut down people's creativity. So Silpe, who's a researcher in the Bassler lab, worked on his idea for 2 years, and then the results were just released today. When a virus infects bacteria, it's called a phage or phage. Okay? See, even we make it sound French and sexy. He investigated a phage called VP882. I know. Yeah, see? You know, just like 007. MI6. He showed that when VP882 entered Salmonella in his experiments, it could sense information emitted from the bacteria. Bacteria cells communicate by producing and releasing chemical signal molecules, right? Other bacteria pick it up, and they call this quorum sensing. Then the communication lets them figure out how many other bacteria are in the vicinity, who's going to bring the beer, you know, that kind of stuff. And then sometimes bacteria will coalesce, act as a group, right? And then that allows them to do more damage and stay whole. So they say the virus was overhearing the bacterial conversations. Oh, no, she didn't. Yeah, she did. So they said it's brilliant, according to Nancy Connell. She's a microbial geneticist and senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. She is not connected with this. I guess this report was published in Cell. But, again, they asked for her opinion and not mine. I hate that. These are people not connected with the study, and they interview some random person going, oh, yeah, that's you know. So they interviewed her, and she said, this discovery just blew me away. I'm a bacterial geneticist, and I think about bacterial communication, but who thought that viruses could perceive anything? Now, some of you guys have already fallen asleep, okay? But I'm telling you right now, the scientific community, this is fascinating. And I tell you why. This is what I get out of this. Okay, HIV is one of the smartest, slickest viruses out there. If HIV does some of this, you know, 007 stuff, and we are on it, that could possibly help us fight bad viruses like HIV. So they say the discovery, oh, they agree with me, opens the door for viruses to become infection fighters, possibly one day joining antibiotics in the medical arsenal to fight Salmonella, E. coli, cholera, and other bacterial infections, says Bassler. See how we now make it even sound all militaristic, right? And our arsenal. Yeah, we have a medical arsenal. It used to be a little doctor's bag that looked dorky. Now, Soapy's discovery was built on previous work in the lab. Is it Soap? Soap or Soapy? Anyway, so he did piggyback. He didn't copy. He did his own work. But it was built on previous work in the lab where they discovered this receptor within a bacterial cell for a signal that bacteria use to communicate with each other. So they analyzed a bunch of DNA, then they brought in the search or whatever, and then he found a receptor that didn't match bacteria, and it was for that VP882. So Soapy got to be interviewed, and I'm glad because he should get the credit for this. So he said, he piped in, and he said this was unexpected because it was suggesting that there was a virus out there that has kind of joined the bacterial conversation. This one virus had a receptor that previously had only been found on bacteria to facilitate communication, but unlike bacteria, the virus does not take part in the conversation. Hence, it just listens and eavesdrops. Okay, so what does that mean for you or I? Well, viruses are tricky. They could enter bacterial cells. They could mess with bacteria. They could dictate some stuff. So if we're kind of figuring out how they work with this intelligence, man. We can do a lot to viruses. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Sandro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems. Using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am not a smart aleck. I need to say it like it is. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. I love Daniel. He's so nice. Oh, thank you. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know Daniel gets a super big hug. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is hot off the press. It is hot off the press. I have not had time to go through it. The Dr. Dahlia medical news team, I don't know where the hell they are. They're, like, nowhere to be seen. They'll come in, you know, in the late afternoon. But, yeah, after they wake up and, you know, splash some cold water on their face, our show's going to be over. And what I have right here, hot off the press, which, you know, is exciting for me, may not be exciting for everybody else, but it is exciting. It's called the America's Health Rankings from United Health Foundation. This is a call to action for individuals and their communities. Now, basically, this is the report that comes out each year telling us how crappy our state is doing. Okay? I guess America's Health Rankings was built upon the World Health Organization definition of health. Now, what is the definition of health? It's a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So they say that moderate effects and determinants of health directly influence health outcomes. Determinants account for 3/4. Outcomes accounting for 1/4 of each state's overall score and ranking. Who knows? But basically, they rated these rankings on 4 categories of determinants. Behaviors, community and environment, policy, and clinical care. So basically, they're going to judge how healthy your state is based on the behavior of the people who live in your state. So if you Californians are really, really big on eating sprouts and exercising and surfing and doing all that stuff, as opposed to Nevadans, who they think might sit at a slot machine, which we don't do, that would be the behavior. Community and environment, again, self-explanatory. Policy, so government policy, health policy, and then clinical care, how good your doctors and medical providers are. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, where I live, we're good. We are good. So, and by the way, if any of you guys try to say my state or, you know, your particular state, you know, in quotes, well, my state has the worst doctors, you guys don't know what the hell you're talking about. Okay, there is no state in the United States that has the worst doctors. These rankings you need to take with a grain of salt. And what are they ranking it on? Yelp reviews? Ranking it on malpractice suits? Just because somebody sues for malpractice and wins doesn't necessarily mean the doctor did wrong. It means they had a more successful suit. Just because a criminal gets off doesn't mean necessarily they were innocent. In the law, they might be innocent, but you're like, wait a second, really? They were acquitted, really? So you don't know. You can't just base it on these, you know, these absolutes. Okay, so the first thing they talk about is obesity. They say obesity prevalence is lower among college graduates than adults without a college degree. Now, I don't know if it's because the degree is heavy and we carry it around in our pockets and we burn more energy with it. I don't know if it's because people with college graduates or college graduates have, you know, extra money to go to the gym or, you know, have a treadmill at their house. But they looked at obesity and they said college graduates, 23.3% are obese. But people with only some college, 34.8% are obese. If you were a high school graduate and didn't pursue education after that, 36.1% are obese. And if you did not finish high school, 37.4% of you are obese. That's striking. Then they have the top 8 states where cancer death rates are increasing the most, despite the national rate going down. You see, we're doing something with cancer. So death rates in cancer are rising in Iowa, Tennessee, Kansas, Arkansas, West Virginia, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. Oklahoma had a 12% increase, even though for the whole in the United States, we went down. There's a rising suicide rate, frequent mental distress issues. They talk about that. They also talk about how healthcare providers are starting to increase. They said mental health care providers are increasing at about 8%. Primary care physicians, we now have about 156.7 per 100,000 people. Is that enough? No, but it is rising. They say child poverty is down about 6%. And then they look at state rankings. And for overall health, Hawaii, again, number one. Some of the worst states are, of course, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. It always seems to be that southern belt. And there's a whole variety of reasons people think, well, it's, you know, the, you know, diet, the, you know, people in the south, they eat vegetables too. It could be genetics. It could be that if the environment is more, you know, humid, it's not like California weather, you could go outside and exercise. But the states that ranked the highest were Hawaii for health, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, and Utah. Utah, again, a lot of things you could do outdoors. Hawaii, a lot of things you could do outdoors. Massachusetts, Boston, oh my gosh, I love that place. No parking, so you have to walk everywhere. Connecticut, gorgeous. Vermont, gorgeous. You know, all those states. Arkansas, gorgeous. Oklahoma, Alabama, all these are gorgeous states. But you kind of wonder, do more people go outside? Or they're, you know, I don't know. So, a lot of issues. We're not here to dissect that. So, these state rankings, right? Why are they doing better? So, why is Hawaii doing better? Well, they say Hawaii is doing better because there's lower obesity, 23.8%, compared with 31.3% nationally. They have less smoking, they say, in Hawaii, 12.8% compared to 17.1% nationally. Low disparity in health status with a 13.3 percentage point difference, okay, between those with high school education compared to those who don't. Low levels of air pollution in Hawaii. Well, yeah, except for near the volcano and what happened there. But low levels of air pollution, 5.8 micrograms compared to 8.4 nationally. Low prevalence of frequent mental distress. Yeah, people go to Hawaii to get rid of the stress. 9.5% compared with 12.4. High number of primary care physicians at 187.6 compared to 156.7. I was asked to go to Hawaii and be a doctor there. I know. Oh, my gosh. You know how beautiful that would be? And I tell you, the reason why I wouldn't live in Hawaii, I would love to, and I'd love to visit there. But it's really expensive, the flights now, to go back and forth to the United States. And since there's so much I do in the United States, I honestly, it's because I'm cheap. I don't want to spend the money on a flight. I'm noticing some of the flights are about $1,000 to get from Hawaii to America. And so for me, it just didn't make sense. All right. So the state does face challenges. They say 21.1% have excessive drinking compared to 19% nationally. And adolescents, not all of them get the Tdap, the tetanus shot. 84.8% compared to 88.7. And there were salmonella outbreaks. And they say 10.9% have diabetes compared to 10.5% nationally. That's funny. A tenth of our nation. Not funny at all. A tenth of our nation has diabetes nationally. So they now break down why these other states are doing so badly. Louisiana, right? Mississippi. Louisiana now ranks 50th, right? They have the highest prevalence of children in poverty, 28% compared to 18.4%. They have the highest rate of smoking, 23.1%. High rate of obesity at 36.2%. Frequent mental distress, frequent physical distress, and a high percentage of low-weight babies. But what are their bright spots? Well, they do have a lot of mental health providers, more than national. They do have a low incidence of pertussis, they say. They say they have a high HPV immunization coverage, which protects against cervical cancer, and they have good vaccine coverage. So, but when you go to state rankings, many of you guys want to know where you lie. Well, it's Hawaii, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, Utah, then New Hampshire, Minnesota, Colorado, Washington, and New York, rounding out the 10. New Jersey, California, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Nebraska, Iowa, Maine, Idaho, Maine, Iowa, Maryland, Virginia, Montana, Oregon, Wisconsin, Wyoming, South Dakota, and then Illinois and Kansas. Where is Nevada? Oh, Nevada ranked lower than that. All right, that's where I live. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
A war of words between President Trump and his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen.
Nothing at the Trump Organization was ever done unless it was run through Mr. Trump. He directed me to make the payments. He directed me to become involved in these matters.
Cohen speaking out on ABC's Good Morning America. Meanwhile, President Trump said,
I never directed him to do anything wrong. Whatever he did on his own. He's a lawyer. A lawyer who represents a client is supposed to do the right thing. That's why you pay them a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera.
China will temporarily be cutting its 25% tariff on American-made cars, trucks, and auto parts. The Chinese Finance Ministry announced it will suspend tariffs for 90 days, beginning the first of the year. The announcement follows China's first purchase of U.S. soybeans in months this week, and less than 2 weeks after the United States and China reopened trade talks. This is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle bed sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, we have been bagging on fast food forever, saying it's unhealthy, it's caloric, all sorts of stuff. Well, apparently these chain restaurants, which is kind of, you know, a no-brainer, they could be more caloric than your fast food meal. They say some of these quote-unquote full-service dinners can clock in at about 1,000 calories. According to researchers from the University of Liverpool, they said their shocking findings probably underestimated the number of calories consumed because they did not include drinks, appetizers, desserts, or side dishes. So they looked at 27 chains. And Hungry Horse. Now, this was in a lot of, these were in England. So, I believe we have a Hungry Horse in America, too. But they say Hungry Horse has about 284 pub restaurants across Britain. They have the most calorie-packed food. They said an average meal contained 1,358 calories. Apparently, for those with a hefty appetite, it serves meals like the 3,500-calorie rack of St. Louis ribs or the 3,300-calorie Smokin' Jack burger. Each of these contains well over an entire day of recommended calorie intake. By the way, the recommended calorie intake for Britain, and I think it's similar to America, is no more than 2,500 for men, 2,000 calories a day for women. Again, we really haven't talked about in America calorie limits and what's recommended because everybody's different. I can't tell you to stop at 1,800 calories because what if your activity is greater? Then you need to have more calories. And so we have to be very, very careful in our industry saying, okay, guys, just don't eat more than 2,000. But people need guidance. And so for a woman, 2,000 is kind of a lot. That's, you know, for me, I try to keep mine under 1,800. Okay, although I had some chocolate cake. I needed carbs. I just needed some carbs, and I had some chocolate cake. Hey, I love a chocolate cake. Chocolate cake! Anyway, they say a further 10 restaurant chains each average more than 1,000 calories per meal. Well, what is fast food clocking at? Well, KFC is about 987 calories per meal. Subway sandwiches, 763. McDonald's comes in less, 726. Wimpy, which is kind of big over there, 721. Burger King, 711. Then there's another place called Leon, 597. So when they look at their restaurants, Pizza Express, 854, J.D. Weatherspoon, 1100, they have, basically, the restaurants are clocking in higher. So, okay, what is going on here? Well, I know, I would love to find out what's going on with Outback. Yeah, I know, I love Outback Steakhouse. Well, one source that opened my eyes that they are discussing in this was Eat This, Not That. Eat This, Not That was, I think, one of the most phenomenal books to launch. I can't comment on its accuracy, but they're the ones that said, look, when you go to this restaurant and order this salad, it may have more calories than your McDonald's burger. And that blew me away. Blew me away. Because I'm like, I love that salad. It's the only salad I eat. Well, the reason why is because it is loaded with a very sugary syrup. And then the dressing on top of it. And there was a bunch of fruit and candied walnuts. And I'm like, ah, I see. And then cheese. Adding cheese into it. So I'm getting all excited that I'm eating a salad. And I'm like, you know what? Get me a big salad. I'll do like, you know, Elaine on Seinfeld. I'll eat a big salad. And meanwhile, I'm eating more calories if I just grabbed a burger at McDonald's. Now, mind you, at least I'm getting lettuce. At least I'm getting fiber, so I'll poop better. But we have this false misconception that if you go to a restaurant and the food is hot and it's steamy and there's vegetables on the plate, we're eating healthier. I mean, we have an obesity crisis and we need to figure out what the heck is going on. Well, one of the number one things that's going on is marketing. Everything is about marketing and advertising and PR and getting you suckered in and commerce. They need to make their food taste good. Now, I've worked in restaurants, and so I see how chicken sandwiches are made. That chicken is sprayed with butter. The bread is buttered up. Things just, they have to taste better. And I know this because there's a couple places in New York and L.A. that I've been to that were supposed to be healthy establishments, and the food was blander than bland. And I'm like, I don't want to eat. But that's another trick. If you want to lose weight, don't make your food taste good. That's really the key. You know, like Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers, you can eat as much grilled chicken breast as you like. You can eat as much vegetables as you like. Dark meat? No. It's going to have some calories. Red meat? You're going to get some points. Vegetables, yeah, they don't taste good. If you put cheese and butter on them, no. Those are points. But a raw carrot or a raw celery, which I'm having now for lunch, yeah, they don't taste good. So you'll eat, you'll get sick of eating, and you'll go away. That, I think, is going to be the main way for us to fight obesity, is to get in our heads that we can't eat stuff that tastes good. The problem is our reward centers. It is so addictive. Eating a yummy chocolate chip cookie is as addictive as cocaine, according to the brain. And then once you have that, the next time you see a cookie, you're like, cookie. Cookie Monster didn't help. I mean, Cookie Monster, to me, made me a cookie addict. My mom's like, I'm not giving you a cookie. And I was like, cookie! I was all googly-eyed, and my mom's like, no! So, that's a problem. Don't go to a restaurant where the food tastes good if you want to lose weight. Go to a restaurant you hate. Order fish. If you order fish, you're probably not going to finish the meal. Right? If you order a salad. So that's, I think, the key to this. And this idea that, well, fast food is now less in calories, we've got to be careful with that. The fast food may be less in calories because of portion sizes. The fast food may be less in calories because they don't add appetizers, dessert, drinks, etc. So with all of this, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Speaking of lettuce, the romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak has been pinned on at least one farm in California that had infected reservoir water. Sediment in a water reservoir at Adams Brothers Farms in Santa Barbara County tested positive for E. coli. The E. coli sickened people across 15 states, traced to at least this one farm. Even though the agency named only one farm, they think it could have affected others. Investigators said they identified two other California counties, Monterey and San Benito, as possibly linked to the outbreak. This is the second E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce this year. Officials say they are not related. You know, the first E. coli outbreak killed 5 people, sickened more than 200. So this one was announced November 20th, right before everybody left for the Thanksgiving holiday. And so they think they know what, and again, tainted water, you know, dirty water can strain E. coli. E. coli comes from people's colons. And animals' colons. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speaks speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right, so this is interesting. So Scott writes on Facebook that his girlfriend had given him an ultimatum to get married or leave. And so he proposed about a year ago, and they're about to get married this weekend. Woo-hoo, yay, congratulations. He seems to be joking about the ultimatum, so I'm like, all right, have fun. But I'm reading something deeper in his note. And he doesn't get along with the mom, he gets along with the dad, which is kind of interesting for men in the relationship, but he gets along with dad, not the mom. Different religions, they differ on what to do with kids, but they love each other terribly. I mean, just love each other. So, he wants some advice before they do this. And, you know, this is one of those things where I know some people are thinking, okay, don't do it, don't do it. And, marriages that already start out on the left foot, could be doomed, but I'm telling you right now, no. Love does conquer all. You know, my hubby and I, we had, so many reasons for us to not be together. And here we are, almost 22 years later. I know, I'm old. Hey, little baby, I know, yeah. I don't know how happy he is. You guys see his, face on Facebook. He's never really smiling in our pictures, but I'm happy. I'm always like, God, what's my baby day? And I'm always smiling, but he's like, oh gosh, I have to take another picture. I don't want people to know we're married. No, he loves me. He loves me. He's my cupcake tushy. But yeah, we went to the rabbi, to talk about some issues we were having with in-laws on both sides. And, that's tough. And the reason why I would say still go and get married, don't let in-laws ruin this, is because in-laws will always be an issue. Everybody that has ever said, oh, I love my in-laws, the in-laws are great. Either A, they become an issue very early on into the marriage anyway, so that all changes. Or B, the in-laws are so far away on the other side of the country or in another country that it really is a non-issue. So don't let there being in-law issues necessarily stop a wedding, right? Unless you think the in-laws are going to kill you, or you think the in-laws are going to, or if it's a situation where you're like, they're going to live with us, and I don't think I could do that, then that's a problem. Now, what the really does worry me, Scott, is the ultimatum. Yeah, I thought you were just joking, and but I don't think you would have put that there if you weren't. That, to me, means you really weren't into the whole marriage thing. And I wish you could call 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, anybody. Giving an ultimatum to get married never works. Unless you want basically a marriage and you just don't want to put a ring on it. Then, yeah, you're going to have to be goaded. So women learn very early on in heterosexual relationships that they need to convince their male partner of doing things, or it doesn't get done. We have to convince our husbands, right, to actually take out the garbage. Otherwise, it won't get done. We have to convince them that, yeah, I think it's time to have a baby. Otherwise, no. Very rarely does dad come home and go, I think we need to make a baby now. No, it's usually us women. My husband and I would have never had kids if I weren't like, okay, let's go to bed like right now. And I get it. He's probably like, well, let me just leave it up to her. She knows what she's doing. She's got the plumbing. But it would have been put off, because we had stuff to do. And luckily, we were like, okay, there's never a good time. Let's just do it. And then we did it. Like, thank the Lord. We had Stoney, the egg. Stoney's egg came down the pike, right? Met the sperm. My Stoney egg, right, with his little googly eyes, then ended up being my first baby. And then we're like, all right, next one. And then Brocky Boo, his little egg, was jumping. Brocky Boo was like, pick me, pick me, pick me. And I was like, nah. No, pick me, pick me, pick me. I was like, really? Well, okay, I'll pick your egg. And then he came out. I tell the kids this story all the time. I told them how I almost scrambled them up. I had to. Oh, it was so funny. We were at school when they were little, and I guess it was a Mother's Day thing at their grade school, and the mommies had to talk about when their kids were born. And it was ridiculous because the moms were talking about their C-sections, their episiotomies, talking about how they almost lost their baby at birth. It was horrible. It was horrible to sit there. So when they get to me, they're thinking, oh, God, Dr. Dahlia, she is going to really get graphic with the whole placenta and meconium and all that. And I was like, no, it was my turn. I'm sitting next to my kid, and my kid is, like, ready to kill himself. So worried about what I was going to say. And I go, I don't know what any of you women are talking about. When Brock was born, I went to the grocery store and picked out the egg. And there was a little egg with googly eyes jumping in the refrigerator section of the grocery store saying, pick me, pick me. So I picked him up. I almost accidentally scrambled him, you know, but I cracked the egg and out he came and he was my baby. And you saw the relief of all the kids that that's how I explained he was born. Because, you know, then the next mom was talking about backseat in a Yugo. I mean, it's crazy stuff. But listen, I don't think the average guy wants to get married. Okay, and I'm sorry if that's a bad stereotype, but I mean, to the idea of, you know, having paperwork and having family witness. I mean, look at that. There has to be a witness. There has to be paperwork. There has to be this cementing into your brain that this is going to be your one and only. It's not really evolutionarily realistic for an average male in the animal kingdom. But we do it and we really rub it in and then we make a toast. Yeah, well, and that doesn't make sense too. Right before the wedding, we take him on a bachelor party where he goes to a strip club and he has to promise, you know, his betrothed that he's not going to do anything. And it's supposed to be one last fling. That's like, we women, we freak out. We got to talk about bachelor parties one day. But we freak out because we're like, why are you letting him see women that look nothing like me? And then that's going to be on his mind. And you're kind of rubbing it in that he'll never get that anymore. You know, that's just kind of sadistic. And so there's a lot of pressure with this whole marriage thing. So in order for it to work for both parties, is if they're actually it has to be looked upon as a partnership. Now, I know that's kind of businesslike and not very romantic, but are you getting what you want? Just because you guys are married doesn't mean they're going to stay with you forever. They could get a divorce. It's harder, you know, but you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't really want to be with you, but they're not leaving you because they're afraid of a divorce. So, you know, does this work for you? You know, is this somebody that, you know, you think, you know, has those traditional values? You know, if you want to be that traditional type of family, that's fine. You know, but a lot of people are like, you know what? I just want to be with them. I don't really want the whole institution of marriage. I just want to be with who I love. And that may work better for them. So you guys have to kind of figure out what that is. And, you know, some people say, well, you know what? He'll cheat if he's not married to me. No, that's not true. If you think he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat whether you're married or not. Same thing with her. If you think she's going to cheat, just because you guys are married, a piece of paper that you signed years ago doesn't prevent, you know, certain passions from happening all the time. So good luck, dude. That's all I can say. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.